News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, some health experts have called for Ozempic, the drug that is used to treat obesity, to become more affordable for all who might need it. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE lead for obesity. Good morning to you, Donal. Would you agree? I think currently it's not covered under the drug refund scheme, like most drugs that people are prescribed, and many people out there are prescribed Ozempic.
Yeah, so Ozempic is not covered. That's the once weekly version of this diabetes and obesity treatment. It's covered for diabetes, not for obesity. That kind of ranks one disease as more deserving, if you like, than another disease, which I have problems with. We finally now have treatments that are helping to treat obesity, and they need to become more widely available in the years ahead. And that is something the HSE is well aware of. The World Health Organization is drawing up guidelines as we speak for the use of these, if you like, at a global level, because access and affordability are the major challenges for obesity management in the decades ahead.
Okay. And I think, roughly speaking, Ozempic is about 130-ish quid a month or something along those lines.
140 is what the patients are telling me, and you know, they can't afford it. The majority of people look at that. It is an indefinite treatment. So you're talking, you know, that's the bones of 1,500 a year, and that's not something people can add to their list of, you know, expenditure.
So what we're saying there is that for a lot of people, they would have to be, I suppose, wealthy in order to use it. I mean, it is a useful drug. I know it's not for everyone, Donal, but it is a useful drug. And up until recently, we haven't had good drugs, really, that would treat obesity. I think there's something very interesting in what you say, that it's covered for diabetes. So we cover this drug, Ozempic, for some people, but not for those with obesity. There is still an element of, because we hear it here in the text, and we've even had people, you know, guests on who have said something like, well, it should be kept for the diabetics, shouldn't it? You know, we're still quite judgmental about obesity, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. I mean, it's the things have improved. So I would say 10, 15 years ago, 99.5% of people were going, well, it's just eat less, move more, and it's their fault, take personal responsibility.
Sure.
I think now we've moved about 90% of people still think that way. 10% are buying into obesity as a genetic predisposition. So it's in your family history. And then we have an environment with your that's driving a pattern of consumption and
like an algorithm behavior. Almost, isn't it? You know what I mean? If we were in the online world.
Absolutely. And you know, the snake in the petrol station as you go to pay is products that are placed at your eye level, designed to be attractive to your brain at that eye level, whether you're 3 or 33. And it's just pervasive. We shouldn't really allow that to happen in the middle of an obesity pandemic that's driving disease, that is filling our hospital emergency departments.
Interesting. Ultimately, bottom line, do you think that it should be subsidized? Do you think it should be available on the drug refund scheme?
That's what we will be pushing for. And the recent evidence is there from the age of 6 years and up. These treatments are effective and safe. Not for everybody. They work really well for one third of people. They cause side effects that make it intolerable for one third of people. And they don't work in one third of people. But we have drugs coming in the next 5 years that in the clinical trials work for everybody.
Okay. Look, do appreciate you coming on and discussing that with us this morning. That is Professor Donal O'Shea there, the HSE lead for obesity. Let us know what you think. is it a good idea to subsidize it? It will be expensive because we have so many people who would actually be eligible to take Ozempic because of, you know, I suppose, our demographics in terms of how much we are now overweight or obese. But let us know what you think this morning on the show. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.